So again, yesterday we began a new siman, Kuf Yud Zayin, and we are discussing the Birchas Hashonim, where we ask for rain or don't ask for rain, depending on the time of year. So in the Machaber yesterday we saw that when we start to ask for rain, again, in, as I mentioned yesterday, in the second Bracha Shmoneh Esrei, when we say Mashiach Baruch Amar Gashem, that is a Shevach. That is a praise of Hashem, that Hashem is able to make wind or rain, those type of things. But in the middle parts of Shmoneh Esrei, when we ask for our needs, so in Birchas Hashanah, we ask for rain. So Mechaber said, we started asking for rain in Chutz La'aretz in Mariv of the 60th day of Tekufa, after the Tekufa's Tishrei, and the day of, where the Tekufa switches the Ramasa counts. And in Eretz Yisrael, they begin to ask for rain on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, which is earlier. And Machaber continue, and we continue asking for it until the first mincha of Pesach. And from then on, we don't ask, we say the same bracha, we don't ask for rain anymore. Then it goes around and around. Now, the question is, the question that we didn't get to yesterday is, why is it that there's two different time zones? Why is it that in Eretz Yisrael they start on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, and all of a sudden in Chutz La'aretz we start later? So this will be very important. The major reason brought down by, and the most famous reason, is because of Olei Bavel. In other words, people were talking about begin to ask for rain. We say Mashiach Baruch Amar Gashem, last day of Sukkot. So it would be logical to start at that same time, saying the same Talamat to the Rachab. We don't. Right? We first start Mashiach Baruch Amar Gashem on Shmini Atzeres, and then 3 weeks later, on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael, they start asking for rain, the same Talamat to the Rachab. And then, like a month later, we start asking in other places for rain. So why is there that split? So there's two reasons. The most famous reason is because of the Olei Bavel. In other words, if we start asking for rain the same time we begin Mashiach Baruch Amar Gashem, so we have to be assured that our tefillos will be answered. There's a lot of chazal about this. So therefore, it might rain right away. What's the problem with that? People had to get back from Eretz Yisrael after Sukkot to Bavel, back home. If they came to Yerushalayim to be Olo Regel and Sukkot, and then they could get stuck in the rain. It wouldn't be good. So therefore, we don't ask for rain right away. It's a beautiful Musar idea, right? The Hashem will answer right away. So it's going to rain. They're going to get into trouble. So therefore, we wait in Eretz Yisrael to the 7th of Mar Cheshvan for that reason. And the 60th day of... and there's another reason. The other reason is that... there might be produce out in the fields. And the produce out in the fields will get ruined if it rains. So therefore we wait. We don't say the same time as Mashiach Baruch Amar Gashem. We want to give a little time, even though we might need rain. We'll get to that. We might need rain right after Sukkot. But still, we're going to wait because we don't want the Olei Bavel to get into trouble. We don't want the produce to get messed up. Okay, now, so the question is, what happens, like we discussed yesterday, what happens if there's somebody, a classic case would be, like happened to some people in the shul, let's say you happen to go to Eretz Yisrael after Sukkot, 2 weeks after Sukkot, right? The fares are cheaper, Sukkot time it's expensive, Hanukkah time at the end of the secular year it's expensive, so you go like in November, right? Something like that. So let's say you hit that window. You're from Los Angeles, and you hit that window where in Eretz Yisrael they're already saying the same Talamat to the Racha because it's already after the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. But in Los Angeles, not saying the same Talamat yet because it's not the 60th day after the Tekufa. So then what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah says, it depends. If your intent is to return, im dato besok shono lachzor, if your intent is to return, so let's say in most cases you're there for 2 weeks or whatever it is, you're going to come back, they're there for a brief visit, let's say. So since you're going to return, than the year, obviously, you know, a lot sooner than that. So then, you do not say the same talamat to the racha, even though you're in Eretz Yisrael. You don't say the same talamat to the racha. You say like your city. If your das is to im dato achar shana, but if you're going to stay, in other words, usually we learn that you're going to stay till Pesach, right? Because that's when it's going to switch over. So then you're staying from now till Pesach. So then you say like the people in Eretz Yisrael. So now this is a question for like yeshiva guys. So let's say they come Elul, and who knows when they're going to go back, right? Okay, let's make a little better case or more interesting case. Let's say the guy's going to stay for the whole year, but in the middle of the, let's say Hanukkah time or before, whatever, before he's going to go back for a wedding. He's getting married himself. So then he would not say the same talamat to the racha like the Israelis, the people in Eretz Yisrael. Rather, what they used to say is you could say it, and we'll see this later, in Shomei HaTfilah. In Shomei HaTfilah, we know you can insert whatever you want. We're going to see this is going to be important. Everything's going to come together in a little while. That you could say, V'sein talamata livnei Eretz Yisrael. That's what you could say. So in other words, now obviously you could not be chazen, right? That would be a problem because you're not saying V'sein talamata l'racha. So that would be a problem. You could say Kaddish, but... Okay, now let's see base. Very interesting halacha. So now, again, so you start saying the same talamat with racha in whatever times it is, depending if it's Eretz Yisrael, 7th of Cheshvan, or Mar Cheshvan, or the 60th day of the Kufa, if for outside Eretz Yisrael. So base. Yechidim hatzrichim lamatar b'mos hachama. Let's say you own the Ponderosa, and you need rain. You need rain. You're an individual. You need rain. Ain't shalom also birchas hashanim. So now, could you, in the summertime, you need rain. So could you ask for rain? I need rain. So could you say the same talamat v'bracha in the summertime? So the machaber says no. Ain't shalom also birchas hashanim. Ela b'shamei tefillah. What you could do is ask for rain in shomei tefillah, like I just said. You could put in any private request. So therefore, you could ask for rain in Shomei HaTfilah. Right. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you could say in Shomei HaTfilah, that's in your own private Shemoneh Esrei. But the Chazan shouldn't say it out loud, again, if he needs rain. So he shouldn't say, right, he owns the Ponderosa. So he can't say, the same talamat, or whatever, ask for rain, however he wants to do it. He shouldn't do it that way. Now, well, let's take a little further. The afilu ir gedola, Ninveh, and even if it's a big city that needs rain, like Ninveh, like, I don't know if Beverly Hills has as many people. Well, like Los Angeles, bigger than Ninveh, right? So, Eretz Achaz Kulo, Kmo Svara, Bichlala, like, Ashkenaz, Bichlala. For example, like Spain, or Germany, Kiyachidim Tamu, Beshomei Atfila. So therefore, those places, they need rain. So then they would have to say it in Shomei Atfila. Now look at this. Let's say it's a large area, a land mass that needs rain in the summertime. So then, and somebody made a mistake and said, now again, what do we say? Normally, if you say in the summer months, you blew your Shemoneh Esrei. But if a large amount of people, large area needs rain in the summertime, and somebody did say v'sein talamata liracha, imrotze chozer umispal v'taris nedava below shalos b'birchas hashanim. That if he wants, he could go back and daven again v'taris nedava. We all know what v'taris nedava means. As a donation, we know the ramifications of that. We discussed it a number of times. And the Rama says, Avol ein machuyev laksor klal. But the Rama says, but he doesn't have to go back since this large group of people need money. Okay, so obviously we're going to have to clarify this a little bit. How do we ask for rain if it's the summertime? But now there's a bigger issue. And I'll tease you with this, which I always do. You have to wait, Mr. Remagi. There's a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. Now don't forget, Bavel was an arid, still is, country. So the Aruch HaShulchan says in Kuf Yud Zayin Dalet, V'anan b'nei chutz la'aretz basar b'nei Bavel garinan. So we go, all of us who live in outside Eretz Yisrael, people in Gola, we go by Bavel. Now anybody who's taken geography knows that we have more of a climate like Eretz Yisrael in Los Angeles, Mediterranean climate, more than, well, except for if you go further in, like to Palm Springs, and then it's more like Bavel. But so that apparently, what would that do? For Kasav Rambam beperak beferish b'hamishna b'tanis sham, the adavar tolu b'medinos be'azman shesrichi matar. So he says that the Rambam says it depends when you need rain according to the country. V'im kein berob medinos Europa. Shazorn achar pesach hayalanu lomar talu matar v'kayitz. So the Aruch HaShulchan asks as follows: in Europe, when did they plant? When did they plant? In the summertime and after Pesach. After Pesach, spring, summer, whatever. So when do you need rain? Summertime. So that's going to be the question I'm going to leave you with. So then the Aruch HaShulchan is going to ask, so wait a second. So if you go by things that, by land masses, we have a whole continent here, which has a different, whole different climate system than Bavel. Or what, right, so let's say, well, that would be obviously the question. In other words, like Australia and all those people, right? So let's say it goes the other way around. I don't need rain now, right? They don't, Aruch HaShulchan, we don't need that type of climate, those type of weather in the winter. We need rain in the summer to help the crops. So now what do you do? So what do you do in that case?
Does the person have to actually be in that geographical area that needs the rain?
You're there. Right. That's right. You're there. That's a question.